Marver, happy opening day weekend, my friend.
Happy opening day weekend to you as well. It's a, you know, it was delayed a few days, originally scheduled the last week of March, but we're underway.
So with that, with the delay, we had to wait just like Christmas, where we had the cool present. We didn't know what the surprise was going to be. We really don't know a lot about this Cubs team, but I feel as we are getting this weekend series wrapped up with Milwaukee, I think the one thing we have learned from the Chicago Cubs team is Jed Hoyer and that new group of front office people have put a team that's really different than the World Series core that we saw over the last decade. And I know it's going to be a long time for Cub fans to get over that emotional scarring of seeing not just all of them leave, but opening weekend, they've had a nice series between all the different guys and their own respective teams. But this team kind of looks like what they've always been messaging, that they want to make contact, they want to get guys on base, and they don't want to be so reliant on the three-outcome baseball trajectory we're seeing. So, Marvelous, you're seeing this team at Wrigley. This team come out of nowhere, as of this recording, looking a sweep. The favorites in the NL Central in the Milwaukee Brewers, just the first series of the weekend of 162, pretty fun stuff for the Cubs.
Yeah, well, as long as we don't see Josh Hader this entire weekend, I'll be happy. The thing is they're pitching. I mean, pitching has been really good. and when they want to hit somebody in the back, they hit them in the back.
But, so your thoughts on that, before you get into to analytical stuff, before you get to your scouting eye, your thought on Wilson Contreras really quickly, just, and then go into your thoughts on this Cubs team just getting hit as much as he is. And is that a thing that the Milwaukee Brewers are doing to Wilson Contreras just outright?
The statistics would bear that out. I mean, he's been hit in every series repeatedly. I don't know what the numbers are, where they're ridiculous in terms of the last couple of years. But, you know, I thought it was like 20 times, but I could be wrong. In any event, I mean, obviously, he wears his emotions on his, you know, outwardly to begin with. So I'm not, you know, it's not shocking that he wouldn't be happy. I mean, obviously, you don't like getting hit. I mean, the only thing that makes me worried is, you know, off a kneecap, Ian Happ, that could actually be an injury. But it looks like the x-rays are negative, so that's good. But I know, I mean, it seems to be an ongoing thing. So I expect that to continue. The only thing that you know, I was thinking about this week is they maybe should have switched locations and played indoors. And then next week or whenever they play in Milwaukee, play here, because it was pretty bad on Thursday, and then Friday they were called off. But in any event, I mean, it looks like they have a competitive team. You know, I was saying 81-81 would be great. I still stand by that. But in any event, it would seem as though if Justin Steele is going to be a regular starter and perform the way he did on Saturday, that would be outstanding. So, you know, and we haven't seen the entire rotation yet. Hendricks will be Hendricks, and, you know, they'll just take it from there. They have, you know, we'll see what the other pitchers can do for the team. But that was my one area of concern, was the pitching, and they seem to have settled on the bullpen the way it is. And they have quite a few arms out there. You know, some familiar and some unfamiliar, but it looks like they're going to stick with Robertson as the closer for now. So that looks like a given. So we'll see what happens. I mean, it looks like they have all the pieces in place to be competitive. That division, I mean, Milwaukee is a favorite, and St. Louis right behind them. And Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, I thought the Cubs might be able to be very competitive with those two, just the top two. And if they can, you know, if they play well against those two teams, they'll make the playoffs, for God's sakes.
And I think what's going to be really interesting to see how they integrate what they have going on in AAA and AA, what they're going to do if they're aggressive in the trade deadline. It's going to be really fun to see this team if they stay this way. And this is, again, it's only the first series of the season. It's a long 162 games. We understand all that. But if we're previewing it, right, and for some reason, opening day, the opening weekend always feels like they mean more. But if we're just previewing what could be this scenario, this outcome, if they just stay consistent enough, this is a team that's going to be annoying to a lot of big juggernauts, can make a playoff contention run. They're not going to win a World Series. No, I don't think anybody should be betting on them to make the World Series. But if I'm telling you right now that this team, if they play this way and stay relatively healthy in a season that there's going to be a lot of injuries for a lot of different teams, they're going to be competitive in the NL Central. And that's all you want when you're in this phase of what you assume a front office and ownership is doing with this organization. And if you're closer to 2014, 2015, the evolution of that Cubs roster, you're in a way better position than you would have been what they would have done a decade ago. There is a foundation for this team. And that's what you're seeing right here is they had a plan. It hurt. It did hurt. You and I were here on the radio, here on the Sports Cubicle, to see all the guys go. And every Cuff fan had the guy they wanted to come back. I think here on the show, we were, at least for me, and I think when you and I started speaking during the winter, we were all pretty adamant that none of them were probably going to come back. Maybe a Rizzo, but at this point, you're seeing where this team is going. I'm excited for the future. And the guys that they brought in, like a 27-year-old, Seiya Suzuki, who you just see epitomizes what they want to go forward. Nick Madrigal is a nice piece for what the White Sox were doing, but he couldn't get them over the top. He's a contact hitter. He's never going to be a power guy. The Cubs wanted a dude that can take long at-bats and get on first, get on base, cause havoc. And if Nico Hoerner, who's not going to hit 30 home runs, but if he's able to launch balls onto that fence, that's going to drive in a lot of runs. You're seeing this roster. You've seen that there's some kids there. Is there anybody that you have your eye on? We'll see what Marcus Stroman does after this recording at Wrigley Field, but the kids on the field, who are you excited? Is it Nico? Is it Madrigal? Is it Seiya? Who kind of has your eye going like, okay, this might be a dude? Is it Ian Hamp bouncing back after a great second half last year and hopefully comes back after a nasty little injury?
Yeah, well, I thought that Hamp and Hoerner might not be everyday players in the original plan, with Simmons maybe at shortstop and with the outfield, with the outfielders they have, Frazier included. I thought that perhaps they wouldn't be everyday players, but it looks like they will be. So I have my eye on them. And I thought that with the plan, as it was when they did at the end of July last year, that I thought that they might be, you know, this year would be kind of a wash. But they got some with Ortega and Wisdom. And Frank the Tank, they got some guys that are going to be playing almost every day. So, with the DH, they don't have to worry about the pitchers batting anymore. And there's the managers can really back and relax pretty much. They couldn't nationally compared to what they had to do. But I thought they're going to be eventually waiting for a Brennan Davis or a Canario or a Crow Armstrong. And none of those guys are on the team right now. They're all in the minors. And you talk about the minor leagues and they have some good development there with the number of the other players they got. The only player that really is, Madrigal is the only one from all those deals that's a factor right now. So we'll see what happens. But it would appear to me as though that this lineup, if they can continue to produce contact hitting and the pitching can hold up, then they should be pretty good. They go to Pittsburgh and Colorado after this. So we'll see how they do on the road. But it's a beautiful start.
It's something that every Cub fan will take because there was a lot of pessimism. But if you're able to just make us entertain and just get us to training camp and through the NBA playoffs, we promise that's all we're asking for you, Cubs. But we want to know your thoughts. Let us know. We're on Twitter @SportsCubicleTV.